In Iraq, the chief of security for the country's northern oil fields was assassinated today. Ghazi Talabani is the third Iraqi official to be murdered since Saturday. His killing comes as several bombings of Iraq's pipelines have halted all oil exports. Joining us now from Baghdad is NPR's Emily Harris. Emily, it sure looks like insurgents are targeting Iraq's key industry, oil.
Yeah, the oil industry has come under attack with at least one or two attacks every month since last June. And there's been a spate of attacks recently, certainly. It's hard to know exactly why, but it is an industry with a very large and spread out infrastructure with pipelines running up and down the country. And it's also very symbolic. There's foreign involvement in fixing it, and it's a very practical place to hit because of the financial consequences.
And in less than 2 weeks, Iraq's interim government takes over. What are the prospects that that government will be able to enforce security?
That's really a big question around here on everyone's minds. One of the things that Iraqis have said they want most from this new interim government is providing security. The new interim prime minister has said that it will be a priority, and there are some clues that he wants to be very actively involved. I mean, besides what he says, for example, the new interior minister was a surprise choice to several government watchers here, seen as someone who comes to the job without much relevant background. And there's been some speculation that perhaps a weaker interior minister was chosen because the prime minister is interested in exercising a lot of influence over that particular position, which will have it has oversight over many of the security forces that are being developed here in Iraq. The U.S. officials here say that the Iraqi government knows that it will be tested after June 30th. They say that the intelligence they're getting on the expected level of violence after June 30th is mixed. But nobody here expects June 30th to be some kind of magic day. June 30th is the day the Iraqi government regains sovereignty. No one expects that to be a magic day when everything changes, because a lot will be very similar on the ground here, with tens of thousands of U.S. troops still in place, a lot of U.S. advisors still around, and it's expected the security situation will still be very difficult.
And security is a top concern among Iraqis, according to a new poll put out by the Coalition Provisional Authority. Tell us more about that poll and what it found.
This was the latest poll by the CPA, the Coalition Provisional Authority, which is the U.S.-led administration here. They poll consistently over the past several months. What this showed, a couple of interesting things that this poll showed. One, security remains the top concern for Iraqis. About 60% put that as their choice for the most urgent problem facing Iraq. We've been talking about attacks on the infrastructure. The infrastructure problems were considered to be the most urgent problem for only about 15-16% of Iraqis. So security is their number one. That wasn't a surprise to anyone, certainly. Some other interesting numbers, the CPA asked about how much confidence Iraqis have in selected institutions. They've asked this question five times since November, and consistently the CPA has been in last place. There has been a significant drop since November, where 47% of Iraqis expressed confidence in the CPA. This month, only 11% did.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Thanks.